I think there's serious questions as to the operation of government here in relation to text messages and whether they're deleted or not, or whether the phones are hacked or not, or what is happening and what actually has been said. And I think it's very important. And it's leaking out into now as well, into the operation of the Freedom of Information Act and how actually government departments deal with issues in terms of that. And it certainly seems that if you don't ask the right questions, you're not going to get the answers. And I think that's a retrograde step and something that's very damaging, I think, to our democracy.
Has Leo Varadkar thrown Simon Coveney under the bus?
Yeah, I believe so. I think Simon Coveney probably would have weathered this if there was no other phone messages came out or phone records came out. But the Tannis's phone records, Leo Varadkar's phone records, make a liar out of Simon Coveney, I believe, what he said in committee. And because the text message is showing two sides of it, so you see what Simon Coveney has texted back to Leo Varadkar as well, and that there, so it does look very bad for him. And I think that we could end up seeing Simon Coveney as a casualty of all of this, and that him going where I believe that Leo Varadkar and indeed the government should go as well.